I think as Aussies, we're really good at lending a hand when we see someone in need. And we're seeing that each and every day around regional New South Wales as farmers and communities deal with drought. And Murarundi, get ready because the farm army is ready to invade in the best way possible. Wayne Thompson is the General Manager of Rural Aid. They run Farm Rescue. He's here to tell us more about it. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What is the farm army?
Look, the Farm Army is a collection of volunteers from right across Australia, and they've put their hand up and said, look, we want to help. We want to show the farmers that are doing it tough through this rotten drought that we care. And, you know, maybe some of them can't help with money, but they can help with their hands. And so they'll be there, you know, the first week of May with their hands and their hearts to lend a hand.
Yeah, when did this start, Wayne?
Look, it's been going for a few years now, and in the past, we would focus on around one farm, and our volunteers would come in, and we might have a dozen of them, and they'd turn up with their RVs and caravans and tents, and we'd work on the one farm. Last year, obviously, with the drought really taking hold, you know, things grew rather dramatically, and we now have, I think, this time up around 70. Volunteers converging on the town, so it's very exciting. So what we've done here is rather than just focus on one farm, we're looking at a whole community.
Yeah,
and we're wanting to really leave the town in a better place than when we first arrived, and you know that's really the goal.
Because it's changed a bit, hasn't it? You know, it's not just farmers who are hurting through this drought. It is businesses, it is schools, it is teachers. You know, it's really everyone in town.
Look, absolutely, we really you know identified that early, and so now you're right. We're calling in on I think six or seven schools around the area, and through one of our other programs called Gift of Music, we're delivering thousands, tens of thousands of dollars worth of musical instruments.
Oh, wow.
And things like Lego and iPads and all sorts of things to the schools. Really, what we've identified just is that really the forgotten victims of this drought are the children.
Mm.
And, you know, we can help mum and dad and, you know, with some food for their animals and food for themselves and some fuel and water. But just to give the kids a break from the reality of drought, sometimes, you know, I think is an important role to play. So we've actually got the Army Band coming up from Sydney to perform at the schools, and they always put on a fantastic show, and the kids just can't sit down. They have a great time.
So, yeah. Sometimes it is just about that distraction, right? We don't, in drought, we don't give ourselves time to do the things that we enjoy because we are so busy and so stressed worrying about day-to-day on the property or our businesses. So to have a quality band like the Army Band come up from Sydney is a really great distraction.
It's very exciting. And really, you know, some of these children, you know, have been up this morning with Dad to help count dead animals. And, you know, this is a really tough experience for them.
Mm.
And so to give them, you know, some fun and joy and just a bit of escape, you know, is something really important. But it's the whole holistic approach. I mean, it's the town, it's the businesses, you know, it's the fabric of the town, really, that we're trying to encourage and you know, just to really lift, you know, their spirits.
Wayne, let's talk about that incredible army of volunteers you have. As you said, over 70 volunteers from all sorts of walks of life everywhere across the nation?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, originally we had a lot of great nomads, and we still do. But now more and more mums and dads and, you know, business people, trades people, you know, putting their hands up and saying, how can we help? And they're coming along. We arrive on Sunday the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
We're setting up camp in the showgrounds there, in the main street of town, and throughout the week we'll be working in and around community projects in town, as well as quite a few schools in the area. We've got some lovely projects, you know, in the schools as well. And then on Saturday we pack up and head home to, you know, all four corners of Australia, literally.
What do you hear from the volunteers who maybe haven't spent much time on farm or in farming communities? What do they take back to then their life to share with other Australians about the importance of what our farmers do?
How tough it is.
Yeah.
Really, how tough it is. You know, most people are shocked. You know, there's a lot of emotion around these things as well, and you know, not just from the people doing it tough on the farms, but from the volunteers that really see the reality, you know, of what life is like. I mean, we've had some farmers around Australia that we've dealt with that there's no fridge turned on. There's no fresh food in the fridge. You know, drinking bore water. You know, it's very tough things. You just can't pop down to the local shop and get a carton of milk. It just doesn't work like that. And, you know, I think when folks from the city see what's happening in the bush, really, that they get a much better understanding, and I guess their, you know, their heart then reaches out and says, well, how can we help? So it's certainly, it's a two-way street, you know, the farming communities, you know, the businesses in town, yes, they do get a benefit. They get a physical benefit as well, but also that emotional lift. But also the volunteers, there's so much in it for them as well. You know, they come away with a wonderful experience.
We are, you know, we do hear a lot of doom and gloom through this drought, rightly so, because it's, you know, just horrific. But are you seeing a lot of positivity as well in communities?
Look, absolutely. We sent out some letters before Christmas to farmers. We got some school children to write letters, and you know, some of the feedback that was coming back from that was just absolutely wonderful, and because they were so encouraged that people cared about them. And, you know, the farmers are very resilient people, and, you know, and very proud. And, you know, it's really lovely to see them welcome the support as well, you know, from, you know, Australia.
So you're in Murrundi from the 5th of May.
5th of May, yes.
Are you always looking for new people to help out, not just here locally but right around the nation?
Absolutely. You know, always, you know, willing to you know, get some extra help. You know, when the following month we're off to Trundle.
I love Trundle.
And we're looking for some plumbers out there, actually.
Okay.
We've got a few projects there in the Trundle School, which I'm sure you've probably spoken to the principal there.
Yeah.
And very lovely chap. And we've got some plumbing work there in the school in particular that we're needing some help for. If anyone looks at our website, so just farmrescue.com.au, there it has all the dates and locations. And we'd love to have anyone that's got two hands and a big heart to come along and help.
I know we have lots of them throughout the Hunter, so hopefully we can get some plumbers out to wonderful Trundle. Really cute little library there as well. Make sure you duck in there and tell them I say hello, Wayne.
Have
a wonderful day. Thanks so much for telling us a little bit more about what you do.
Thank you very much. All the best.
Wayne Thompson there, General Manager of Rural Aid. They run Farm Rescue. They will be in Murrurundi from Sunday the 5th. Around 70 volunteers from across Australia. They're there from the 5th to the 11th of May. And as you were hearing, there's already plans to head further west around our fair state, who are doing it pretty tough right now. So if you think you can help out, farmrescue.com.au. It's great to see them coming to our community. And if we can give back, let's do that as well, especially if you're a plumber. Head out to Trundle. You will not regret it. Farmrescue.com.au.